when you're flying commercial airlines, you want to be able to have people on the ground, know where those planes are and tracking them. This is basically effectively would create an entire statewide network. So no matter where a UAS was flying in our state, we'd be able to provide tracking capabilities, monitoring capabilities, and this would be the first of its kind capability.
The network would consist of towers, much like cell phone towers, and sensors placed around the state. Lawmakers would still have to approve the funding for the plan, but the governor says through the current budget sharpening process and the efficiencies created over the past 2 years, it may not be as difficult to gain approval.
Through that budget process, we essentially harvest the dollars through efficiency and then look for places where we can reinvest them in places with high ROI. It's not about good government or bad government. It's about smart government. Smart government means that we actually, if we put a dollar in and we save the citizens 10, it's a dollar we ought to spend.
Burgum says having the network in place would also act as a catalyst and attract additional companies from the UAS UAV industry to North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.